everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. And thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I have been making such a conscious effort to avoid, prevent, stall the seasonal blues, the seasonal depression, the winter blues, whatever you like to call them. I'm sure you're familiar. And this afternoon, I made the biggest move I have yet, and that is fostering a puppy. So joined with me today is a teeny, teeny, tiny 7-week-old puppy. He's all black, has the cutest little floppy ears. He could fit in a boot, and his name is Trusty, and he's half Chihuahua. He's a Chihuahua poodle mix, but he doesn't really look like a Chihuahua. He doesn't have a Chihuahua face. He just is the size of a Chihuahua, but he has straight hair. He kind of just looks like a little terrier, but he doesn't have wiry hair. Oh, you're so cute. He has the sweetest little eyes. I haven't really gotten to know his personality because we've been together for an hour, but I'm going to have him for the next few weeks, and he's pretty chill and pretty quiet, so I have not had an issue with recording. I figured, let's do it. You can just chill on my lap. Right now, he's like playing in a pillow. Oh, never mind. He just fell off the couch, but he's too tiny to get back up. He's taking a water break. I now feel like a sports broadcaster. Oh, he fell off the couch. Now he's making his way to the water bowl, taking a drink of water. Will he have to pee? Only time will tell. Stay tuned. He's getting the lay of the land. I've never fostered before. The process was oddly easy. There's so many different adoption centers and foundations that need people to foster. So I went to an adoption event over the weekend, and I had it in my mind that I wanted to foster. And then when I was at this adoption event, I said, hey, I'm interested in fostering. I exchanged numbers with a couple of the girls, and then they texted me saying, hey, we have a dog that needs someone to watch him on Wednesday. Can you come get him? So today's Wednesday, and I now am the brand new auntie of Trusty. I'm not obsessed with the name, but I like that the word trust is in it, because my symbolic ass is like, I just need to trust in this little dog, that this dog is going to show me the way, show me the light. Wait, you know what I'm realizing is that he's biting me right now. He's nibbling, and I think it's because he wants attention, because I've been giving him nonstop attention, and now I'm giving attention to a device that's literally the size of him. The microphone is half his body. But he's not too curious about the cords. I figured he would be. Sorry, I'm getting boring. This is a diary style podcast, and this is what this week in my life looks like. I'll post a photo of Trusty so you guys can see it. If you're on the Patreon, maybe I can make a little video with him. I'm sure I'll make a little video with him. Come on, back on the couch. I also have a visitor. One of my best friends, John, is coming in town. He gets in the next hour or two, and he's going to be staying with me for the week. I'm really excited. He's going to stay for Thanksgiving. I'm going to spend Thanksgiving here. I'm going to a friend's house. I love being adopted by a family for a holiday, and I love adopting a friend to spend the holiday with my family. I love it. It's one of my favorite aspects of this life, and I'm really looking forward to spending this Thanksgiving with a new friend's family. Not a new friend, but I'm really looking forward to this experience of having a pup. I want the routine. I want the responsibility. I want to give the love. I want the love. I'm pretty excited. And this pup seems like a knock on glass save my ass, because there's no wood to be found. Wood picture frame. This pup seems like an easy one. You seem like a good one. Trusty, you seem like a really good one. He's just laying on my lap right now, looking up at me with longing eyes. Oh, you're about to fall asleep, aren't you? Oh, yeah, baby, let's go. I can't wait to report back. I recorded a video for my YouTube channel probably a month ago about trying to beat seasonal depression, and I knew I wanted to make a part two. So you bet your bottom dollar, Trusty will be in part two. I've had a really fun, easy Wednesday. Woke up this morning, went to get a color analysis. I have been wanting to get a color analysis for probably 10 years. I remember when I was in high school, my fashion marketing teacher brought in the different cloths, and we went classmate by classmate, holding up colors, saying, do you think they're more of a teal or a muted teal? Do you think they're a sky blue or a muted blue or a pastel blue? And I never really knew. And then I did an app color analysis and it just gave me inconclusive results. And I've been wanting to go to a professional, ideally someone that learned in Korea, because they are next level. And so I went to Yoni Color Studio this morning and she is amazing. She learned in Korea. Her name is Sarah. Her Instagram is Yoni Color Studio. Just go to who I'm following. I'm following her. I loved it. I learned so much and actually could leave understanding. For example, I wanted to know if I need a dark suit. Should I go for a dark chocolate brown? Should I go for a dark gray? Should I go for a navy or a stark black? And if I need a white dress, should I go for a clear, sharp, bright white? Or should I go for more of a cream or a beige? And I, am a summer. That's my season. It's very Sabrina Carpenter colors. It's not exactly my preference. I would rather be in autumn, but the analysis didn't lie. When we were holding up the different colors, it was clear. It was so interesting having a sheet of color make you look so different. When we put on some of the muted colors, I looked like I needed to go to the hospital on some of them. It took so much color out of my face. I looked sick. And then other ones, my eyes look clear and glowing. I look so healthy. And it's fascinating that a color can do that, because it's not just looking different from day to day. It's literally looking different based on the color in front of your face. And she went as far as to show if I'm doing a lower neckline, this might be a better option. But if I'm doing something higher neckline, this would be my better color. And after looking through the colors and the seasons, we moved on to styles and makeup. So for makeup, Barbie pink lipsticks. And I was in denial. I thought, nope. And then I put them on and it looked so natural on me. So strange. Same thing with eyeshadow colors. Instead of going for browns, I should go for more purples. Also, looking at my analysis, I'm a medium high contrast and I should avoid heavy eyeshadow looks. Those are going to close my eyes and make me look older. And I agree with that completely. So that was fun. I've had a really fun day. I woke up, did that, picked up a puppy. Now I'm here recording the podcast. One of my best friends is on his way over. Does it get better than this? Then I look down and there's this perfect little puppy just lying next to me, happy as a clam, quiet as can be, allowing me to do this without a care in the world, right by my side. I could actually cry thinking about it. The tears have been on the edge of my eyes for the past few weeks, and I love it. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time crying. I'm not much of a crier. I have had a hard time crying. If I experience pain, I don't cry. It takes a lot for me to cry. I will cry for sentimental reasons. If I see something really beautiful, my eyes will allow me to cry. Or my brain. I'm not really sure who's in control. Probably my brain. But it's sweeter if I say my eyes. But lately, it almost feels like when you start to open the gates, the easier it is to do it. Like I've gained momentum over my tears. There's got to be a better way to describe this. But once I cry one time, it's easier for me to cry the second time. Whereas I will go months and months and months without crying. But then the second I have a cry, I'll probably have a cry a few days later and a cry a few days later after that. I've also been watching far too many Disney movies because I am personifying too many inanimate objects. My friends and I were at the Americana last night. It's a Disneyland mall, it feels like, where there's a trolley you can ride around. There's a big fountain and a huge Christmas tree, and you can meet Santa, and it's outdoors. It's just like the Grove. And Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You came on, and the fountain goes off, and it's matched to the beat. And I'm over here shedding a tear over how proud I am of this sprinkler, of this fountain, the center sprinkler. I had My imagination created this lengthy storyline that I saw vividly in my head, that this little center sprinkler had been practicing and practicing, and this was his big performance. And when I pulled into my gate to park last night, I saw the gate wheels going and I just pictured like little worker men pushing the gate open and closing it for me every time I need to leave my house. And that's what a Disney movie will do to me. On the other side, I have been same, same, little different, opposite end of the spectrum, but same vivid imagination. I've been watching a ton of True Blood. There are shapeshifters and telepaths and vampires and demons. I was taking a spin class and my instructor was, you know, sprinting, also giving a motivational speech while on a stationary bike. Obviously, she's going to be out of breath and maybe look a little wonky for a second. Her eyes started to go back a little bit. And my first thought was, no one in here but me knows she's a demon. I'm the only one that knows. No one at this class understands that there's a demon teaching our class. And she was a lovely person. And I thought I had a little higher self knock some sense into me. I was like, Lexi, shut up. You've been watching too much True Blood. And I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just seeing the truth. But it was fun. It was a spin class with Aviator Nation. And I'm, by the way, totally kidding. If anyone from the AV team or that spin instructor, I actually really enjoyed you and I thought it was a great class. Just jokes. But Aviator Nation invited me and a friend to go check out their spin studio. And it's my friend's, one of her top five, if not top three, if not number one favorite brands. And we went together, got decked out in the gear. It was really fun. It was a really, really, really fun day. And I left with a sweatshirt. And my God, that's my first Aviator Nation sweatshirt. I don't know the price. I got it for free. I'm a spoiled brat. But let me tell you, actually, let's look it up. I have my phone near me. $220 hoodie. But let me tell you, if you're looking to splurge, it's the softest hoodie I've ever put on. Not only is it the softest, it weighs nothing. It's light and soft, and I've never worn anything like it. I'm afraid to wash it and ruin it. Alex told me, she's like, okay, maybe it is the softest it'll ever be right now. But trust me, after you wash it, it's still very soft and very light, and you're still going to enjoy it. It feels like a warm hug. So I did get one as a Christmas present as well, because I thought Morgan Lombard's gonna love this. She's gonna love it. Because one thing about my cousin, I am all about beauty is pain. I will get some blisters on my feet for the sake of good shoes. I will wear a tight outfit that is super uncomfortable for the sake of it looking good. She goes through stores shopping by feeling based on softness. She will touch different fabrics, and if it feels nice and soft to her, then she wants to buy it. She could not care less about shape, silhouette, trend. She's looking for soft. She's looking for comfortable. And so I found her something that's stylish, fun, and soft, and light. It's perfect. Yeah, what an easy week I'm having. It's so... I say that and I feel like I'm lying through my teeth. It's also been a simultaneously really difficult week. And both can be true. I believe a lot of us have trouble allowing ourselves to feel badly if circumstantially there are many good things going on. I also didn't take my antidepressants for 2 days in a row, so that might have an impact. It was an accident. That rarely happens, but I feel like I've been playing catch up ever since. This is the quietest little puppy ever. He hasn't moved or made a sound in probably 10 minutes. I cannot wait for everyone to meet him. I'm considering this one of my artist dates. Yes, I am still doing the artist way. We are on week 9. And my different artist dates have included, should I get my notebook? And mind you, I'm doing this at my own pace. So 2 of my artist dates have happened today. But the concept of an artist date is giving yourself 2 hours to go do something that's for nothing other than your inner artist, an opportunity for your inner child, inner tween, inner teen to hang out and do something for the sake of doing it. So for example, I have arranged and made floral bouquets. I walked around Greenpoint for 2 hours. I had this really meditative experience going from my house to the airport. That feels like a stretch. Hypothetically, I wouldn't count that as one. Like, I wouldn't have set out to make that an artist date. But after that experience, I left feeling recharged in a way that the other artist dates had. Then I got a children's coloring book and I've been coloring with markers. Let me tell you, if you are going to start coloring with markers, buy alcohol markers. I'll link the ones that I got below. Alcohol markers are great because when it dries, you can't see streaks. I also will link the children's coloring book that I bought because my friend and I were talking about this last night. I'm sorry, some of those adult coloring books are not relaxing. They are stressful. There are far too many little pieces to color. It's actually quite overwhelming and borders on decision fatigue. Whereas I was looking for big spaces. Let me explore color theory. Let me paint. Let me color something that involves maybe three colors. I don't need to do a 40 color picture. So I got a children's coloring book. I feel reading The Tao of Pooh felt intentional for the sake of creativity and betterment. I got a massage at the Now. Then last week, I worked on my car, and I only do this maybe once a season where I'll sit in the back and I really give myself some time to just buff out any of the scratches, clean, just work on my car. And I love a project that involves my hands. So working on my car, and then today, the color theory analysis. And then 9, fostering a puppy. Only 3 left. But I already know that once I finish The Artist Way, I'm going to do it again. Because it's a Bible in that sense, where you can do it over and over and over again, and you can always get something new out of it. And I certainly want to. One of the mantras from last week was, treating myself like a precious object will make me strong. And I like that, so I wrote that down. Another one, let yourself evolve. I really feel like I evolved this year. I grew up. I changed physically. I've lost like 15 pounds, maybe more. My hair is brown again. I just feel back to myself. I'm managing my stress better. I've gotten better with my boundaries. And I think that I just look and feel and am acting more myself than I have in a while. I just feel like I'm on another side of healing. And I'm proud of myself for that. So yeah, let yourself evolve. If you've been wanting to change, let yourself change. And I held back making any changes to myself out of, I don't know, perception of others. Ultimately, and this is a lesson I'm learning in real time, let people perceive you, they're going to anyway. What people say behind your back is none of your business. Let yourself evolve. Let yourself change. You don't have to be the same person you've been. And if anything, what I feel like I've done is I've come back to myself, and that's been a running theme over the last few years, is that I feel as if I'm coming back to myself. It's not even a feeling. I know that I'm coming back to myself. I lost myself a little bit in my 20s due to change in life and exploration and growing up and wanting to try out different hats and ways of life. And it's almost like I had my starting point and the pendulum was swinging back and forth by even just hair colors, you know, being a platinum blonde, which it's great, but having brown hair, having my natural color grow out of my head has been more profound than it needed to be, but I'm not mad about it. It's definitely been a point of reflection for me, and it's come up time and time again in my journal during my morning pages. And that's what's going on with me. I'm really curious what you guys have asked. I asked yesterday while I was lying in my sauna blanket, which, guess what? Okay, so I have a sauna blanket. It's expensive, I'm telling you. It's an investment. It's $700. It's from a brand called Boncharge. They make red lights. They have a lot of wellness products. They're sponsoring a story, and they're doing a 25% off sale. The story hasn't gone up, but it'll be a Black Friday sale. It'll automatically apply at checkout. So when you see my story, click that link, because it'll be $175 off. And if you've been thinking about it, that's the time to get it. Don't get it yet. But I was lying in my sauna blanket, loving my life, recovering from poor mental health, just because I truly don't know if I need to fly home. And I'm just not ready to lose the last blood mother figure I have in my life. But topic for another time. And I'm very conscious right now of the amount that I share. I know that I share. I know that. But hearing it out of someone else's mouth, I was talking to one of my friends and she's like, yeah, I mean, like, you're always sharing everything that you do on the internet. And yes, but hearing it out of someone else's mouth, I'm like, oh God, I should be careful. Little conflicted. Oh, also looking at my stories from the archive, I've been playing soccer lately. Weird craving. Really, really weird craving. I played soccer. I never made the soccer team growing up, the travel team, or actually, I don't know if you can audition for a travel team. I don't know if that's how it works, but I didn't make the middle school soccer team. And I was friends with all the soccer players, and the soccer just wasn't really a part of my life in any big way. It had some symbolic meanings, but I played hockey, I did gymnastics, I swam, and I ran. Soccer was not my thing. I look awkward when I'm playing soccer, but I've been curious about it. That should also be one of my artist dates, playing soccer. I bought a soccer ball. I might even buy cleats. I love to entertain the childlike self inside of me. I was talking to my friend about that yesterday because I said, we were talking about me playing soccer. And I said, it's not even me healing my inner child because that part of me doesn't really need healing. She's like, no, you're entertaining it. You love to entertain your inner child. And that couldn't be more true. Okay, so I was playing soccer yesterday. Now let's get into the questions. But first, a word from today's sponsor. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoyn.com. I was invited to a wedding at the Plaza. I could not be more excited. The color scheme is black and gold, so I can get a long black dress and I know that I will wear that again. But if maybe you're given a color scheme like desert neutrals or blue florals, you might not be wearing them as often, so it feels a little bit tougher on the wallet to be like, okay, here's $275 for a dress, and I don't know if I'm ever gonna wear it again. Birdie Gray is about to be your new favorite. They believe that everyone in a wedding should be able to look and feel great without breaking the bank. And weddings are expensive, not just if you're the bride or a bridesmaid, but even a guest. So that's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. You can pick a color, and then they have every silhouette. You can do off the shoulder. You can do a little tank top. You can do, just take a look. They also have a stunning collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. They have something for all bridal events, from engagement photos to bachelorette, even the honeymoon. Best of all, Birdie Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. And just for my listeners, the first 5 swatches are free. Visit www.birdiegray.com now to get your first 5 swatches free with code LEXI. That's BirdieGray.com and find your perfect palette. Y'all already know what's up. The thing that we do not ever want to experience is the vicious week before our period when you start feeling like you could crawl out of your skin gets covered in pimples, mind you. The cravings, my God, could eat your own hand. But now it's easier than ever to manage PMS with Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormone health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. The way that Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't being processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, spots on their skin, getting the cravings, feeling low and down all of a sudden. So Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month, because PMS, it can rob a week of your life every month, and that's so not fair. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off. Just use the code LEXI, LEXIE, at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, HappyMammoth.com, and use the code LEXI for 15% off today. I hate that I was asked this question because I have nothing to give but the truth. Okay, so Linda asked, what's our motto this fall winter season? Love the pod. You could make it let yourself evolve, but I'm gonna give a funny little inside joke. So I am friends with the girls and the gays. I had tons of guy friends growing up, but they have dwindled as I've aged. And I have mentioned here in the last several episodes that I've been looking for guy friends and I've been wanting straight guy friends that I just don't really interact with. And also, I'm single and I'm looking to date, totally open to girls, but I also do like men. I do like men and I'm interested in a man right now. So over the weekend, my friend and I were deciding, do we go out with these two guys that were straight? I can't believe I'm saying this on the internet. We were going out with either two of our friends or two people that were kind of, I didn't even know one of them, but someone I'm friendly with and then one of his friends. And I obviously was thinking, I want to go out with our two friends. But then I thought, I'm 28, I'm single, I'm interested in dating, I'm interested in having straight male friends. I think I need to prioritize straights because it's like, do we go out with the two gays that I know I'll have great fun with? But should I prioritize the straights? Trump's America. My motto right now is prioritize straights. I'm kidding. Prioritize straights because I have not done that in years. So do you want a sincere one or a silly one? Not to say that the silly one couldn't have impact. Skull asked, do you ever stop feeling like a kid? I just turned 17 and I'm scared I'll lose that. 17? No, you never stop feeling like a kid. My mom says this. My grandparents had said this, that aging, if anything, can be strange sometimes because socially you're in an older demographic or you might look older, but you always feel like a kid. So I give you hope. And if anything, I would argue I even felt more adult at 17 than I do now. I got fangs. Wow, great username, very on trend with my True Blood moment. How are you always so energetic? I feel so tired all the time. You want to know why? It's because I get 9 to 10 hours of sleep 95% of the time. I sleep so much. And I also prioritize quality sleep. I'm falling asleep to a deep imagining or a guided meditation. I'm really relaxing myself before I fall asleep. I'm making sure my environment is clean before I fall asleep. I try to maintain good sleep hygiene. I am energetic because I prioritize sleep. Julie wants to know, how is my self-confidence and my body image at the moment? It's really, really, really good. And I think it's because I've lost some weight. And you know what? I think I needed to. And I'm not recommending that anyone needs to. And before I didn't really think I needed to. I needed to shed that. And I feel so much more myself. And then y'all know how active I am. Like, you know how sporty. And I mean, for example, if I look at my little calendar that I keep of my workouts, I've worked out 8 times in the last 9 days. And it could be 9 if I work out today. But this puppy isn't vaccinated, so I can't take him on a walk. And I didn't work out this morning because I had my color analysis. What a frivolous life I lead. I need to do something deeper. I need to do something better for the world. But I'll say that that has definitely helped. And also it helps my athletic ability, which continues to drive my healthy body image. Because I've been strong for so long, but I haven't been slim for the last like maybe 5 years or so. Honestly, I really started to gain weight after my mom passed. So there was a lot of grief, a lot of stress. And I actually think weight is a very interesting topic because people either will gain or lose weight in times of stress. And on a spiritual level, I think it's really interesting to think of it either as creating a protection, like a barrier. The more fat and weight you have on yourself, it's creating a thicker wall between you and the world. And then other people psychologically will get smaller to make themselves as invisible as possible. And I think that whole thing is fascinating as a concept. But my body image is really good right now. I feel great, and my miles have gotten faster, and I've been running. It's been a slow process over the course of this year, but it's made my body image. It's improved it. It's definitely improved it. Esadu asked, how to stop feeling guilty for not being quote unquote productive enough? I have this guilt in two different scenarios. One is when I'm not actually realizing that rest is productive, that relaxation is productive, that being social is productive and necessary for my enrichment, for my betterment, for my soul, for my mental health. You know, if you need to get something done, I remember my mom always saying this, like when I was studying for the SATs or an AP test, there would be a point and she would say, it's better to get a good night's sleep than to stay up all night studying. Prioritize your sleep, which is why I prioritize my sleep, because my mom drilled it in me. And there is a certain time where it's actually more productive for you to stop. So that's one scenario where you're feeling guilty for not being productive when maybe you need to reframe your definition of productive. The second scenario is when you know you're not giving it your best. And sometimes you're not having it, you know? Yesterday was a tricky mental health day for me. I got my stuff done. I've done better before, but I got it done. And I'm proud of myself because I gave it the best I could. No, it wasn't the best I've ever done, but if all I could give was a 5 out of 10 and I gave it the 5 out of 10, suddenly I gave it my all and I gave it 100%. Now there are times when I have the energy to give it a 10 out of 10, but I'm not feeling it. And so I give it a 5 out of 10, and that's when I feel guilty. So stop feeling guilty if it's 2 out of those 3 scenarios. And if it's the 1 out of those 3, give yourself a little kick in the ass by watching, I don't know, some sort of educational video or cleaning your countertop, wiping it down, throwing a load of laundry, and like just do one little thing and it kind of gets the ball rolling. This is funny. Someone asked how to look pretty on a budget. Okay. Thick moisturizers. I'm trying to think. I like CeraVe and Vanny Cream. Those are affordable. And you want to keep your skin moisturized. To keep your skin soft, use exfoliating gloves. And you can get those at any pharmacy, convenience store. And you can get those at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Amazon, wherever. They're not expensive either. I think there's plenty of drugstore body washes that are great. Use that body wash with your exfoliation gloves and then moisturize when you get out of the shower. And that's how you can have good skin on a budget. Good hair on a budget. I think Wet Brush makes incredible hair brushes and they're really affordable. They're great if you have fine hair. You could get a different brush if you have different hair. I can only speak from my experience and I have fine hair and the Wet Brush is awesome and keeps my hair in good shape. Sleep in a braid. That way you can avoid split ends or, you know, sort of stall on them. You could get a satin pillowcase if you don't want to purchase a silk one. And that's hair care on a budget. You could also make your own rosemary oil if you're interested in hair growth. Plenty of tutorials online. Not too complicated. Then makeup. I know there's good drugstore makeup, but I do splurge on makeup and I like more higher end makeup. Clothes. I think thrifting is more interesting than the fast fashion stuff anyway. And then investing in a bag or a pair of shoes and making those your staple pieces and then thrifting the other things. And then to look pretty on a budget, I would also go for something more minimal in terms of clothing. And those are my pieces of advice. Veda Clark asked, how do you deal with rejection? I repeat to myself over and over and over again until I'm blue in the face. Rejection is divine protection. Rejection is divine protection. Rejection is divine protection. I was rejected because I was protected. Another question about sleep. Mady Armstrong asked, do you believe in taking naps? Absolutely. You know, I said I prioritize 10 hours if I can get it. 9. 9's the priority. 10 if I can. Let's say I sleep for 7 hours. Oh, I'm taking a nap if I get a chance. I am taking a nap. I love a nap. A nap in the summertime, an afternoon nap. Oh, there's nothing like it. Larissa said, I'm thinking about selling feet pics. Any thoughts? Go off, girl. Make some money. Why not? It's your feet. Elisa asked for winter bucket list ideas. Ice skating, a ski trip. I try to go skiing once a year. I love to ski. Any sort of mountain, snowy trip. Soups, hot chocolate, a snow angel. I think we should make an annual snow angel. I also love a New Year's Eve party. New Year's Eve is probably my favorite holiday. I love it so much. And of course, Christmas and Thanksgiving. But bucket list? Really, my winter bucket list is always just get a ski trip going. Ella Lawrence asks, what is your favorite way to spend money? Clothes, travel, good food, experiences? Generally speaking, good food. I love good food. Clothes are not much of an impulse purchase for me, and I will keep clothes for a long time. So my closet includes clothes from when I was 25, when I was 22. I even have clothes from when I was a teenager. I even have t-shirts from childhood. That's in my head how you collect your personal style, is you get items that you really, really like, and then you keep them throughout time, and you will be at someone's 21st birthday wearing the same purse that you're at a family lunch at when you're 25, and someone's New Year's Eve party when you're 32, you know? That's where I think it all begins. So clothes, yes, but not in an impulse way. I love to travel, but it's so annoying to see the big number when you're making travel, but then I swear I never think twice about it. Whereas sometimes if I'm ordering food, I'll think back later. I'm like, that wasn't worth, you know, $80, whatever. I don't really think that too often, but I never, ever, 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 ever regret a trip. The only time it's hard is when you're booking the flights and you see the big number, or you're booking the hotel, the Airbnb, whatever it is, whatever the big expense is, and you're seeing something that has 3 to 4 digits, and you're like, I don't know. Then I never look back. And then experiences, yeah. The things I don't like to spend my money on are conveniences. I would rather walk to the restaurant to pick up my food than paying the delivery fee. I would rather drive my car than take an Uber. I would rather take the train than taking an Uber. I will choose time over money. And I wonder if that will change with age, but right now that's how it is. Favorite songs and albums. I've been listening to a ton of Babe Rainbow. It's such feel-good music to play when you're in your house, when you're in your car. It's so nice to have it on. I like their album Today, and I like just their 2017 Babe Rainbow album. I love their stuff. Thorn_Din asked, do you put a book down mid-chapter? Yes, but I won't abandon it. For example, prime example, there was a book I started reading by Sue Monk Kidd in 2020, and I finished it last week. 2020. I was recommended it by my therapist because I read The Secret Life of Bees, and she asked if I had read The Invention of Wings, same author. I said no. She's like, oh, it's amazing. It's the tale of these two girls living in, I think it's Charleston, South Carolina. There's Sarah and there's Handful, and the book oscillates between the two of them. Sarah is the white daughter, and Handful is a slave living on their property. And the story is so soul-crushing, heartbreaking, and liberating, and there's a lot of heavy emotions. And so I started reading this in 2020, and then George Floyd was murdered, and suddenly I was like, I can't actually stomach this right now. I can't do this right now. So I put it down, tried picking it up maybe a year or two ago, read maybe a chapter or two, and then last week I said, we're finishing this. So I will put a book down mid-chapter, but I will finish it. But that is a rare case. Normally I'll finish it. But I will put a book down mid-chapter if I'm tired, if I'm not into it, if I'm done, then I'll pick it up later in the day. Oh my God, there's no feeling like a small puppy's hands pawing at your hand. Oh, what do I need? I think I'm adopting him. I can't. I don't want to jinx it. But I don't know how I'm going to let him go. I don't know how I'm going to let him go. Oh my God, he's too perfect. He's too perfect. I can't think about it. I could see myself crying right now. If I really thought about it, I could start crying. Maddie Wood asked for a habit I'm hoping to start in 2025. I'm hoping to improve my manners. I love how casual and open I am, and how free I feel to ask people for favors and to talk to strangers. But I think I could sharpen up my manners. I really think I could. And that's something that I could work on my consideration for sure. I can be so oblivious sometimes, and I have blind spots of oblivion, and I could work on that. And I would love to hear what your New Year's resolutions are. All right, that's the last question I will answer. And if you're interested about my night out with the straights, I will tell that story on the Patreon. You can hear all about my weekend if you're interested. Okay, that's the last question I'll answer. And then if you want to hear about my weekend out with the straights, I will share that for the Patreon. It was a funny night that randomly Justin Bieber was there. Yeah, what? What? Crazy. So if you're interested in that, my night with Justin Bieber, I'll have that linked in the description box, the show notes. And if you're already a Patreon member, then you're listening right now so we can get into it. But everyone else, thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next week. XOXO, Lexi.
Percent of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.